Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Melissa McCarthy is a grown woman who goes back to college in Life of the Party. This is a formula we've seen before.
There's certainly some familiarity to it. And yeah, unexpectedly, her husband in the film dumps her, asks for a divorce, and she's now a devoted housewife who is not quite sure what to do. So she's not far from finishing her degree. She decides she's going to enroll in college, and so she does. But she ends up in her daughter's same school and same class, and her daughter's not too sure about this. But Melissa has fun in her own way, enjoying college and frat boys, and she does it under her terms. And I think this one will be a good space filler until Deadpool opens next week.
I don't regret staying at home and being your mom, but I regret not getting my degree.
That's why somebody's mom just enrolled in college. I'm referring to myself.
I'll see you around the quad.
Nobody says that, Mom.
I think those guys just checked you out.
Like, just looking at my smock, it tends to catch the light.
All right, that's the only new one at Galaxy. You've got a premiere at the Movie Mill. 7 Days in Entebbe is based on a true story.
I remember growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, it seemed like there was always hijackings on television over in the Middle East. And this one's quite different, I guess. It was an Air France flight in the late 70s, originated from Tel Aviv to Paris. It was hijacked and forced to land in Entebbe, Uganda, where the notorious Idi Amin becomes involved. But they separate the passengers by nationality, and of course they're holding about 80 Jewish passengers, and they're demanding $5 million, which back in 76 was a lot of money. But more importantly, they wanted the release of 50 Palestinian terrorists. Well, Israel's a no-nonsense kind of player, and they undertake a high-stakes commando rescue raid, and it's a pretty tense thriller, and it's a true story. You may want to check this out.
This is a hijack situation! Nobody moves!
There are 239 passengers. 83 are Israeli.
We can't afford to negotiate with terrorists.
That's political suicide.
As soon as they know we're coming, they start to kill.
They want the world to watch.
And you get Steven Spielberg's sci-fi thriller Ready Player One.
Yeah, one of his biggest openings. It's set in 2045, and for escape, instead of vacation, now we enter the world of virtual reality called The Oasis. And the creator of The Oasis has passed on, but he's left his fortune in the control of the company as an Easter egg hidden inside the game. And it's up to participants in the world to find this to basically obtain untold riches and control this fantastic company. And it's really quite a lot of fun, a homage to a number of classic video games and old movies through the years. This one's enjoyable.
This is The Oasis, a whole virtual universe. A contest changed everything. The first to finish gets complete control of The Oasis, which means complete control of the future.
What would you do if you won?
You're also opening Blockers, which is timely, seeing as how it's graduation season.
Yeah, we've got three parents who stumble across the pact of their daughters to lose their virginity on prom night, and they've got something to say about this. Leslie Mann stars, she's hilarious. John Cena probably makes the movie in this adult comedy from the minds of Seth Rogen. Very funny, but just be warned, it's a little on the adult side.
And now, the prettiest girl in all of prom!
I used to hold that girl in the palm of my hand.
Kayla's becoming a woman.
Prom night!
Tonight, we lose our virginities.
You in?
I'm in.
Yes!
Our daughters need some kind of sex pack.
In times of crisis, parents are known to have superhuman strength.
What would Vin Diesel do?
You think your dad likes me?
No.
And another based on a true story movie, Miracle Season.
Yeah, this one's great. It's rated G, which doesn't happen very often, so you can pretty much take everyone to it. And it follows the true story of the West High School volleyball team. Their star player meets a tragic demise, and the team rallies under their coach, Helen Hunt, to against impossible odds to try and win the state national championship. It's just a real feel-good film that can hit home for all ages, all audiences.
How many teams have earned two championships back to back? Almost none.
Caroline, you're the captain. These girls are looking at you to lead this team.
I got you.
There's been an accident.
I'd like to have a moment of silence in honor of Caroline Found.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
Win or lose, Caroline would
be so proud.
All right, some good picks for this weekend. You can get trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. We'll see you at the movies.